Hello, everybody. First of all, we have to hug you because we forgot do that. So bring it in.
Everybody bring it in
because we apparently forgot how to do that. All right. So what's happening in the world today, Mop? What's going on?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question because I did learn a couple things, but not like a whole lot of things. So one thing that I would like, maybe you know better than I do about this, but yesterday we talked about this whole bill and we were like, did Trump sign it? What's going on with it? And so I know he signed it, but then he also tweeted about how he's using like some old law because what he did is he signed it, but he redlined it and said, here's all the crap that I don't want that I'm not signing off on.
He wants it amended.
Right. So, but my question, I don't understand how that works, frankly, because like he still signed it. So does that mean that the whole bill is happening, like it's going forward as it is? Or is there actually something that allows him to say, I'm only approving certain pieces? Because I didn't know that that was even a thing.
Yeah, if he could actually approve like part of it and not other parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not sure how to answer that question. But if he can only approve just parts of it, only parts of it, then he should only approve like the teeny tiny part of it that pertains to the United States and COVID, because the rest of it is just a giant crack of crap. I wrote some of it down, you guys. I have it down here. Some of the stuff that is like, because you know, yesterday we were talking about all the bogus pork crap that's in this thing. You know, there's a part of it that has a section detailing the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yeah, I know, right? Because it's like, you're like, what the hell did you just say?
Why do they need money for that?
Well, because they have to detail what's going to happen, I guess, when the Dalai Lama like comes back and is reincarnated or something.
And that requires taxpayer money from us.
Yeah. I mean, of course it does, Mock. What's wrong with you? Are you a Hinduist? Okay, so that's happening in this bill. This another thing, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. That's what I was trying to talk
about. I mean, that's critical.
Everybody.
I thought we discussed that at length yesterday, that's really important.
Girls have a vagina, boys have a penis.
Okay, so we saved them so much money just now.
I feel like we should get the $10
million. $10 million?
$10 million. That was $10 million for Pakistan.
Oh my God.
I know, right? Give me the $10 million. All right, $700 million to Sudan for I don't even know what. I don't know. Just for Sudan. But why are we giving money to Sudan when it's for, this is a COVID bill? I don't know why we're giving money to Sudan. I don't want to give money to Sudan. And if you think that that's mean, I don't care, because we're broke, first of all. And second of all, this is a damn COVID bill. All right. Another thing that's
stop
in it.
Stop trying to make sense.
$26 million for the Kennedy Center of the Arts.
We just did that.
Right. Why is it that they're in every...
And they're not even open. They're not even open.
Right. Why are they in every single stimulus bill? Why? How much arts do we need from the Kennedy Center? Like, and why does it always cost like $25 million? What are they doing over there? What kind of gold-plated arts are they doing? I don't understand. So that's happening. $300 million to Caribbean countries to study fish.
Are you making this entire list up? Where is this list from?
I'm not. I'm not even punking you. I'm not. This is in the freaking bill. I'm not even punking you. I'm not. Okay, there's more. Are you ready? There's more.
I'm ready.
$506 million to Central America to fight corruption.
Do they know that that is going to give money to the corrupt?
Who's going to tell them? Who wants to tell them? Somebody go tell them. All right. And then you ready? This is my favorite one of all, Maki. You ready? This is like my personal favorite. Like I felt so much joy when I heard this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
$500 million to build a border wall between Jordan and Syria.
Wait, I thought walls didn't work. I don't understand.
My heart is going to explode. I can't. And Nancy Pelosi was like, that's a great idea. That's great. Like, let's go ahead and spend $500 million.
Borders are important.
Borders are great between Jordan and Syria, but they're racist here.
Right. That's so, well, I mean, it's different. It's different here.
I just can't with these people. And so meanwhile, after giving all that money away, they want to give all this money away. They're like, let's go ahead and destroy these businesses. And oh, here's $600.
It's significant, Daisy. Significant.
I'm out. And nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Okay. Nobody. So listen. So remember, okay. So when I just said about what Trump did, you know, Trump redlined it.
Right.
But he still signed it. So from the whitehouse.gov, here's how they're explaining it, or here's how he is explaining it. He says, and I quote, as president, I am demanding many rescissions under the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. This provides that, quote, whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objectives or scope of programs for which it's provided, or that such budget authority should be rescinded for fiscal policy or other reasons, blah, 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 the president shall transmit to both houses of Congress a special message describing the amount to be reserved, the relevant accounts, the reasons for the rescission, and the economic effects of the rescission. So, I mean, he's signing it, but like, I guess, and then he's saying the House and the Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the substantial voter fraud which took place in the election. So is it, my worry is that all of that really means I signed it, but like they super extra double promise to do some stuff that I want them to do, which sounds very lame to me. And well, like, it's not going to make a difference.
And yeah. And if he is expecting them to fulfill promises, then he's exactly high. Yeah. He's
right. This is my worry.
Right. If that's what he's expecting, I'm not sure if that's what he is expecting or not, or if he's just at this point, if he feels like, listen, I mean, the media is already saying that I'm holding this up because I hate people and I want people to starve, you know, and I, you know, I'm just a terrible, horrible tyrant of a guy. And that's what the, because this is what the media is saying. I mean, like, if you see articles about this, like I saw one on, I don't even, it was like MSN.com or something. And it was like, Trump is holding up the COVID bill.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding. Like, if people actually believe anything the media says anymore, then I have a tidal wave. Like, I have tidal wave insurance to sell you in Indiana. Like, you're an idiot. Like, how, if you're a thinking human being in the United States with firing synapses actually in your brain left, you can't believe the media at all. Like, nobody tells the truth anymore. They all have an agenda. I mean, it's so obvious. He's not holding this up. He hates it. He hates this bill.
And I know he does, but like, what? I can't. I don't understand enough about that whole act that he's referring to feel like I don't know whether I should feel glad that he signed it the way that he did, or if I should be really mad that he signed it. Shouldn't he have let the government shut down? This is ridiculous.
No, because if the government shuts down, then what? You know what? Then he looks like the absolute worst guy. This is the thing. This is what they've done forever, right? Is that they put him in a position where he's like, this is the only alternative I have is to shut the government down. How many times do we have to go through this?
I know.
It's like, I would hate to be in his shoes. It's like, you cannot get anything done with these toddlers because they create these bills that are absolutely unworkable. It's like they're illegible. Look at this bill. I looked at it today. I actually scrolled through it. It really is 5,000 pages, you guys. It's 5,000 pages of utter bullshit.
Which means that not a single person in Congress who voted on it
read it.
Nobody read it.
It's full of crap. I mean, I'm not even kidding when I say that there's stuff about the Dalai Lama in there. When I read you this, I'm not, all the stuff I just read you is true. I'm not making it up. They actually put this garbage in there and they expect us to just swallow it. They want the American people to swallow it. I don't blame Donald Trump if he's just like, you know what? Screw it. Because he doesn't want to shut the government down. He wants things to keep going. I don't know. I don't know what's going on through his brain. But if I were him, I'd be like, you know what? I tried. I've been trying for 4 years. I haven't taken a paycheck. screw all y'all. Screw it. I'm going to go start a media company and I'm going to pound Fox and I'm going to pound all of you because you deserve it. Because I have taken a beating for the past 4 years when all I wanted to do was fulfill some promises that I made to these people. I would seriously, I go out there with a vendetta and I start kicking ass all over the place. That's what I'd do if I were him. Seriously. Because at this point, what is he going to do? I mean, he's not, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
There's nothing to do. It's a crap bill. It's just a crap porky bill with nothing in it. These people don't deserve the salaries that we give them.
Oh my God. Without question.
They're an utter disgrace.
So what's happening? Because, you know, he keeps tweeting also about just wait until the 6th, big stuff is coming. And I'm like, what? I can't take any more of this.
Right.
I need this to just be done either way. I need whatever he's plotting, whatever Kraken is about to be released. I just need it to be freaking released already because I cannot deal with this any longer. One way or the other, I just want to move forward.
I know. I feel like Kraken should be some sort of a snack that you eat on Christmas. You know, like it has like powdered sugar in it, you know?
Like, do you know what I read today? Oh my God. I saw a thing, I think it was on Red State, if I'm not mistaken, that Bill Gates he's funded like some big weird group, some study or some project at Harvard of scientists where they are going to try to combat climate change by putting dust particles into the atmosphere to block the sun's rays.
Oh, that should be great.
Hitting the earth. And yeah, like Sweden is on board and they're going to like shoot off the first bunch of dust rays soon.
Right. We should totally block the sun and block vitamin D while we're at it. We should totally do that. That seems really smart. I love that Bill Gates is getting on this, you know, like since when did software engineers become like, I don't know. He's a medical doctor now,
yeah,
right?
He's a medical doctor and a global climate scientist.
Right. I'm so glad he's all these things, you know? Did he even graduate college? I mean,
you cannot control the climate.
Right.
This is what the arrogance that it takes to even say, I'm going to spend millions and millions of dollars.
Billions.
To block the sun.
Right.
Like how big of an ego do you need to even think that you can do that?
I'm going
to
go ahead and be God.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what he's doing.
Yeah. But don't you think that's kind of but isn't that a Democrat thing though? I mean, it's like, it goes back to a lot of things that they want to control, right? I want to control, like, dare I say, that person, that human being is an inconvenience. So it's a clump of cells.
Yeah.
I'm God. Yeah. Right?
That is right. Can we talk about a tiny bit of celebrity gossip for a moment?
Yeah.
Hilaria Baldwin.
They've had like, she's had like, is she pregnant like with their 8th kid? 10th kid now?
I know. As soon as I saw her name in the headline, I thought for sure that's
what she's doing. She's pregnant with her 8th kid and she looks
fantastic. And she's doing yoga. Like, okay, I get it, Hilaria.
She's like on her kitchen counter upside down, like pregnant with her 10th kid going, hey, you guys. Like, yeah, with my 10th kid. Yeah.
But as a matter of fact, it has nothing to do with either of those things. Really? So apparently there's been some hullabaloo about the fact that she has used having some time in her childhood growing up in Spain. She is somehow, people are accusing her of lying about her heritage because she was born in Boston, but she spent some time as a child in Spain and she grew up bilingual and her she's got lots and lots of family in Spain.
Oh, that's cool.
Whatever, right? So her name, Hilaria, which is how she says it.
Hilaria.
Apparently translates into English as Hillary. And so she's gone by both, depending on the situation.
You would have told me that because I actually had a minor in Spanish. I would have been like, does her name mean hilarious?
Well, she says it means happiness. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's close.
So anyway, apparently there's been some hullabaloo around like her either culturally appropriating or lying about her heritage, whatever. So she apparently released like an 7 to 8 minute Instagram video to clear the air about her actual heritage. And it has been made fun of so much on both Instagram and TikTok. Like, people have been doing parody videos of it because immediately she looks like she's showing all of her boobs because she's got like super low cut t-shirt on. And the angle of the camera is like right here.
Yeah.
So she's like, where am I?
It's like, you guys, like, what? I don't know what the problem is.
She has like a lot of cleavage. No,
only she actually has boobs.
I mean, there's so much cleavage. Right. So the camera angle is like that. And so she says, listen, the deal is I am a Bostonian. My name is Ilaria. But in English, and she uses an accent just kind of like how AOC does, just when it's convenient.
Right. AOC's talking normally, and she'd be like, you guys, everything is like totally great. Oh my God. And I am from Venezuela. You know, she does that, and you're like, wait, what did she just say? She just, like, she was totally talking normal, and then all of a sudden, she just throws out a Venezuela and a Venezuelan accent. Like, what just happened?
Just all of a sudden. Yeah, this is exactly what Hilaria does. Okay, and the beginning of it, so she's in the t-shirt. She looks like she's trying really hard to be relatable and slumming it, right? Her hair is kind of a mess. So she takes a clip, like, just randomly at the very beginning of this video, and she, like, takes one of those, you know, like a claw. What are those called? Like a clip.
A banana clip.
Not a banana clip.
God, I wish it was a banana clip.
Stuart the Brit, stop sending us pounds.
Stuart!
Come on, man.
Cheerio, Stuart.
Anyway, she takes a clip and she just, like, flings it into her hair with no... So it's just sticking out like right here. There's just a random clip. It's not holding like, hair in place.
Like having like a pencil in there. Like,
yeah, it's just like that.
What? What's the problem? What? That's going to be our still for this video. You know that. I'm posting this.
She just does that, right? And then like a couple seconds later, she takes it out and she's like, oh my God, my hair, you guys, I'm so sorry. My hair is so crazy right now. So a million people are making fun of her on social media, and I am here for it.
You know, she did, like, last week, people were mad at her because she put something out about her body and how after she's had all these kids, she looks really good, right? She had to come out with some sort of video because Amy Schumer called her out. Somebody, I think it was Amy Schumer. I didn't care enough to actually listen to the whole context of everything. I just know that like the Amy Schumer was mad because she was talking about like Hilaria was, she looked really good in this video. She was holding her baby, her new baby. Yeah. And she's very thin. You know, she's a yoga chick, right? She looks really good. And she's had like 4,000 kids and she just had a baby like 2 days ago. Like literally the baby dropped out and she still looks like super
right. Mom. And like some, it's nauseating how well she does
that. But some women just look like that, right? And that is just genetically how God made her. And congratulations to her, right?
Yeah.
And so she had to get on a video and talk about that. Like she was like, I'm not going to apologize for how I look.
Does Amy Schumer say that she should apologize?
Somebody said something about how she got on a video and I think she made fun of her. Like she did a video sort of parodying her or making fun of how she's with her baby or she's like, look at me, I'm Hilaria Baldwin with my baby. She's Amy Schumer. Like she's making fun of her. And I guess that hurt her feelings, which shouldn't, you know, because I don't know why. But she came out and she did this video about how she's like, I'm not going to apologize for how good I look, you know, because this is just my body. And, you know, she shouldn't, but she's like,
body. Why also say that? Like, why even make a thing?
She did this whole big video about how she goes, body shaming goes both ways. And I'm like, oh God,
oh my
freaking
God.
Body shaming, bull crap. And she's like, you know, you can body shame people when they're heavy and you can body shame people when they look like me. You know, kind of a thing, you know, it's like the whole, like body shame people, no matter what they look like, just don't body shame anybody. Like don't shame anybody, no matter what they look like. And I'm just like,
I'm just exhausted by that whole entire conversation.
It's like, you're right. I'm like, you're like a supermodel. Just shut up. You know, just, you know, if you're going to put yourself out there and show your tatas and like, yeah. you know what I mean? And be like Miss Yokochik upside down on your kitchen counter all the time, you expect that people are going to talk about your body.
That's just, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sure I haven't read the comments on her video that she made, but I would expect that a whole bunch of people are like, nice boobs.
Right.
I mean, that's what the camera is focused on.
Right.
A great deal of the time. That's what happens when you have those on
right.
display.
And the same goes for me. When I pan down, people are going to say, where are your boobs?
Yeah. I did save a TikTok video to share with everybody because it will make all of us collectively feel less dumb.
Oh.
Because this woman is the dumbest. This is an actual 911 call. And it was put in, like it was set to a cartoon drawing. So the drawing isn't important. I mean, I'll still show it to you, but it's the sound that is important. This is an actual 911 call. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I'm listening.
That's an actual thing that happened.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, that was an actual, there was another one. There's like a whole series of them where a woman was in a drive-thru at a Burger King and she was pissed off that they did not prepare her Western burger in the way that she desired. And she called the police and they were like, we can't force a hamburger joint to make you a burger the way that you want. That is a matter that you need to take to the manager and work out.
You guys,
she was like, you're the police. You're supposed to help me.
You this guys, happened. I used to have faith in humanity, right? Like I used to have faith in people. And now, you know, and then like I read you the stuff that's in the stimulus and I think this is how they get away with this crap. This is how they get away with it because there are people calling 911 that don't know how to get out of their car. This is how they put crap in these bills. This is
Can
how they
you imagine sitting in your car and like pressing buttons and thinking, no. I'm trapped in here?
No, because I'm not a complete dumbass. this is why we're in a society that's so it's like, you know what it is? They're not, I said it this morning, numb and dumb. People are numb yeah. and dumb in our yeah. country. That's what it is. Holy cow.
Remember, it's like, remember when we like switched to a different time on our radio show and there was the guy that wrote and was like, you know, sometimes you guys just suck so hard. And there I am trapped in my car. And I can't not listen to you. And we were like, do you know
what I was like, you can turn the or you can get out of your car. You can get out.
You can exit your
You're
vehicle.
Not trapped. Oh my God.
What he said. He was trapped.
He was trapped in his car, you guys. People are just idiots. Can't. I swear. This is the thing. God. It's hard to combat the dumb.
Right. And it's so pervasive. I mean, that's yikes.
And they breed.
Oh, and I also saw, before I forget, I saw that there had been a recent study of like millions and millions and millions of people. And I don't remember where, like what university or whatever did the study, but it turns out, and I know this is going to come as a big shock to you.
I'm sitting down.
Asymptomatic people do not spread COVID.
Oh, yeah. I saw that this morning, and it's very interesting, you know, which you guys have to go to our website at chicksontheright.com. There is a video of a woman in like a CVS or a Walmart, yeah, in those places, and she's just going on a rant, and I kind of want to be friends with this woman.
I know. Isn't she fantastic?
Right. Because she's talking, she's literally talking about that, how she's like, I feel fine.
I'm a healthy person.
I'm healthy. I feel fine. I don't want to wear a mask. And listen, I'm not, she wasn't hysterical. She was very calm, but she was like, y'all are crazy. You guys are all the crazy people. I'm not crazy. And I'm sick of this garbage. And I refuse to give into the crazy anymore. I'm fine. I'm healthy. Yeah. And you got, and I, if I'm healthy, why should I wear a mask? Why should I put this crap on my face? And you would not believe the people around this woman.
All of them were awful.
It was like a mob. It's and like everybody in this country has gone insane. They're just insane. You need to check it out. If you haven't seen it already, go to our site at chicksontheright.com and check it out. It's right there.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
And she was the one that was the most rational, right, the most like thinking, thoughtful person, right, out of the group. And the rest of them were like, we're going to call the police. And she was like, okay. And then what? Right. Under what law am I going to be arrested?
Right.
Because there's no law that says I have to wear a face covering.
Right.
This is insanity. And I'm done, she said.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us just need to be done.
Yeah. And she's like, we all keep complying. We're right. all sheep. And we just need to stop being the sheep.
Right.
So oh my God, I thought she was amazing. Yes. So yeah, that is on our website, chicksontheright.com. And now that there's been this study about how asymptomatic people really aren't responsible for the transmission, why are we all wearing masks? Why? What are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah. And the thing is that if you are unhealthy or if you're sick, stay the hell home.
That's all you have to do. That's
and
all you have to
do. Like, we've been saying this from the beginning. It's like, and then you have people like Fauci who are all over the place. And everybody's like, Fauci.
I know. Colleen, thank you very much for that super chat. She said, I'm sending you this because I love you both and I just learned how to do this.
God, Colleen, that was so sweet.
That was so nice. Thank you so much.
So nice.
And somebody sent us a Venmo yesterday too. And they were like, best YouTube show ever.
That is just the sweetest.
I mean, I just can't with all y'all.
Especially when I shower.
Especially when you don't shower and we still got money.
That's right.
It's so nice.
Sweet, you guys. It's so sweet.
I guess speaking of Fauci, Marco Rubio like went on a Twitter tear about him, and he was like, he said Fauci lied. He lied about masks. He lies about this. He lies about that. And then like all kinds of people went after Rubio, and it was this big Twitter explosion.
Well, good. I'm glad that he got his balls and he he spoke out. You know, because listen, a lot of these guys in the GOP are starting to really let me down.
I know.
And gals, they're really starting to let me down. And I feel like we don't have a lot of voices that stand for conservatives anymore. They're all being very quiet as a lot of this stuff is happening. And we just see our liberties being taken away. And it's not okay, because we are the party of freedom and liberty. Where are they? You know, we elected them. So get off your butts and start speaking for the people, because you work for us.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired of these people just being very complacent and very comfortable in their hot tubs, you know? We don't pay to be sitting in a hot tub. We pay you to do your job. Go do your freaking jobs, you know?
Exactly. Well, and there was another Twitter fight that was taking place between Jake Tapper and Kaylee McEnany, because Jake Tapper and Brian, did you see that? Him and Brian Stelter, like two worst of the worst. Brian Stelter is both a thumb and a potato. And so Jake Tapper is
one of those. He's like one of those small red potatoes.
Yeah.
More like a white, like a little white potato, you know, like one of those tiny potatoes. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, Jake Tapper is saying to him, I never invite Kaylee McEnany on our show because she just lies. She's a mendacious liar.
Right.
And Brian was like, yeah. Meanwhile, like all these people are putting up screenshots of those two clowns talking to Michael Avenatti and like talking to all these other idiots who are literally Michael Avenatti is in jail right now.
I know. And it's like Russia, Russia, Russia for three effing years. Shut up, Jake Tapper. And Brian the thumb. You're a thumb.
I mean, it's like they're trying to like act like they're on some sort of moral high ground.
I know.
And you're like, do you not know that all of the stuff you do is on tape? Like on tape forever.
Right. It's there. And all of what you say are lies.
Yeah.
It's like you guys are a propaganda machine for the Democrat Party. Everybody knows it. And the people that don't are numb and dumb.
And calling 911 to fix their burgers.
Right. I mean, that's what's happening. I can't get out of my car.
All right. And I'm heading home tomorrow. So tomorrow it'll be like another day of silence, like radio silence on my part. Because
it's going to be right with that. All right. You guys bring it in.
Yes. Bring it in. Another
Bring it in. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you in 2 days.
Wednesday. Yes. I don't know what time yet, but it'll be Wednesday.
We'll talk to you on Wednesday, you guys. Bye.